Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. Little history of improv here. I really do believe improvisation is probably the greatest advance we've had in acting since the Greeks invented the stage. No kidding. I really do think the last 60 years, it's uniquely American. You know, it's quite interesting what we've done with it. But certainly a bulk of our entertainment that we have today, we probably would not have if it wasn't for improvisation. And a lot of it has to do with, does it seem natural? Does it seem genuine? Does it organically happen? So, but how you tell a story and the basic principles of improvisation are absolutely vital to telling any story, doesn't matter what it is. And again, a little history of it. Viola Spolin was Paul Sill's mother. She was an educator, and she taught kids theater games. This was in the late 40s, early 50s. She was just this vanguard of education, and he brought these theater games that his mother created to Northwestern when he went there in the late 50s, early 60s. And I studied under him as well, Paul Sills. He was a fascinating cat. He's now since passed. But his contemporaries were Mike Nichols, who directed The Graduate, which impacted so many films of its kind even after that. He did Silkwood. He did Working Girl. He did, gosh, he's done a lot of films. But he's done some great pictures. Of that group, there was Elaine May. Mike Nichols and Elaine May used to do show. They would be featured on the Ed Sullivan Show and things of that nature. And they would do some stand-up, and it was all from improvisations. So these guys, there was Avery Shriver, Del Close, Paul Sills, Joan Rivers, of all things. These guys were all part of what was then called the Compass Theater. The Compass Theater became the Second City. The Second City became SNL, became the Groundlings, became UBC, and it's impacted just about all of our popular culture today. So film, television, you're seeing such a great impact from what these guys all laid down and what's really kind of taken off and continues to take off the way it does. It's really changed a lot of things. So there's basically three tenets of improv, and tenet being groundwork that comes from doing improv. And again, I don't think you'll be on a film or a commercial where you don't have to improvise something, or a TV series for that matter. I know that happened a lot in Breaking Bad, even when we were talking about that. But the very first of these tenets is yes and. So in other words, you have to agree with the reality, and then you have to add to it. So if you and I are in a scene and I say, hey, nice dog. You say, I don't have a dog, but I have a cat. That would be no but. It would not be yes and, you know. Far too many actors will walk into a situation and they will only fulfill the requirements that are right there and that's it. They will not add to it in any way, shape, or form. I did everything I was asked and nothing more. You didn't go even beyond that. Again, that whole element of risk that is absolutely necessary with every take and every session and every gig that you do. It's what makes Robert Downey Jr. valuable. It's what makes him, I mean, he's so remarkable. He agrees with the reality, and man, does he add to it. And that's what makes him valuable. It's yes and. The second of these tenets of improvisation, and again, it applies to all storytelling, it applies to all, whether it's comedy or drama, it doesn't matter, is reference base. Kind of hard to play the reference if you don't know what the heck they're talking about. So if it's out of your frame of reference, you got to actually learn about it. We were talking about Vince Gilligan last night on the Breaking Bad finale. And he had never been in a chemistry class or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
He'd never even taken a chemistry class, you know, which I think is fascinating. Yeah, I mean, he had to after that. And he sat in on a ton of them after that. You know, he learned a lot about it. It's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of your frame of reference, you've got to find out about it. We're lucky we have this funny thing called the intraweb. Oh, wow, that's cool. No, but you can look it up. And it gives you some kind of idea of what the heck are we talking about? What's the reference about? Can I relate to it in any way, shape, or form? What is it? Is it something you can embrace? Can you agree with that reality and add to it? And the third of the three tenets of improvisation is the rule of three, or the comedic rule of three, or as we like to call it at Sound Advice, the rule of three or four, respectively. We cover this extensively in our coaching, and it really is the woof and warp of how all communication comes across. We take things in threes and fours, just as a broad general statement. There you go. But basically, it's the DNA of every form of communication. It's the DNA of every script. It's in everything, every form of entertainment, every form of art, because all art is communication, right? So the rule of three will allow you to break the piece down quickly and eat the elephant bite by bite rather than attempting to swallow it whole. So it determines meter and phrasing and rhythm. So the rule of three or four, respectively. So this is what we get from improvisation. We learn these concepts that allow us to communicate better and tell a story better and to have some kind of structure in which a beginning, a middle, and an end may fit into things. You know, so how do we take in a story? How do we listen to something? How do we view a communication? So it demands a gradual build throughout, obviously, and all that good stuff. But rule of three is probably the pinnacle of all these three tenets of improvisation. And it's certainly not something that's you can just go, oh, okay, good, got it. It really takes exercise, and you actually have to develop the muscle in which to play out the story. But it gives you far more options in which to tell the same story. So it gives us a lot more structure, certainly. You are going to establish your narrative thread, you're going to further your narrative thread, and you're going to complete the story. So it's quite cool. It's what, you know, in improv circles, you'll know of the Herald, perhaps. And the Herald is really about this whole business of the rule of three, and it really drives that whole idea home. This is why improv is so critical to writers, to directors, to producers, but certainly to actors and to talent, especially voiceover, because it does deal with that meter. It does deal with phrasing. I'm painting with very broad strokes here, but we get into, we kind of go subparticle when it becomes coaching, and we get into the details of it. And it is critical stuff. It's really imperative stuff. It changes everything. It's how we view the text itself and how we can discern what is most important than other things, and does it have a gradual build throughout? Where is the crescendo in the piece as a whole, let alone in each section of it? So it's really quite cool. And with improv, we gain greater insight into this sort of thing, and we're able to give ourselves a lot more opportunities to play. That's the whole objective. We want to get our imagination up on its feet, flexing that muscle so we're not sounding like broken records, and we're actually offering options with every single take and every single opportunity, every single job that we do, we're able to offer options. And that builds our agility, makes us far more valuable as talent. That's what we glean from improvisation probably more than anything else, is the ability to be agile, think on our feet, flex that imagination muscle, and make it as agile as we can possibly be. And that's what makes us valuable as talent, so it's quite a cool thing. That's far better conditioning than some haphazard way of going about business. So we need something that gives us some kind of point of reference, and that will do it. So that's improv. This is Kate McClanahan. This has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.